It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Josh Hart says, it's our boil. Not for much longer, dude.
Yeah.
Not for much longer, dude.
Hey, let me tell you. The boil on the field or the boil on my butt? Because, yeah, both have played consistent.
Hey, yo.
Dolphins lose 16-10. Tim Boyle just ended the game throwing it out of bounds. Jeez. Dolphins fall to 2-4. The expectation is that they are going to get Tua back this week.
Oh, you think? Everybody that had concerns when that fourth down ball went out of bounds, Tua was on the sideline. They was trying to stretch it. Get ready for
fourth,
next week.
And it was 4th-and-2. What happened? By the way, why did A-Chain not go out of bounds?
He tried to. They were holding him.
But he kind of
no. He was trying to get away from the guy.
Okay.
He got spun around to the point where he was just trying to get away.
Probably was
no. I know exactly what happened.
He probably that, was that's, like, "That's where you throw it, Boyle." Really?
Like I.
But hey, you know what? You know what would have been nice to have in that situation?
A timeout.
Mike McDaniel foisted out of a timeout.
Bro, I listen. By the way, always if you follow Tobin on YouTube,
I was so mad at this dude.
Why?
Yo, Tobin
because,
went off.
Dude, this guy, I'm going to tell you something about Mike McDaniel. He gets too excited about the stupidest things, okay? And so at the end of... don't look at me like that! Don't look at me like that!
Wait, you know what you're saying in this moment? Game recognized game.
Dude, he loves two things way too much. One of them is throwing the challenge flag. He stinks at it.
Who is coaching him up on challenge flag?
And then the other thing is he loves running to call the timeout. They're like, oh.
He just wanted to get his workout
Mike
in.
Mike McDaniel really sprinted. They always mention it on the broadcast. You know, for some reason he doesn't prep. And
but wait,
not like,
here's the kicker. Here's what's annoying about it. He gets nervous when there's 5 seconds left.
Right.
He takes off running, and then they snap the ball before the time runs out, but he already called the damn timeout.
So it was 3rd-and-4. All right. Richardson, he throws a pass. Woof. Nowhere close. Then it's 4th-and-4. They're already leading. It's so obvious they're going to kick a field goal. Obvious to everybody. And the announcers are like, eh, they're keeping the personnel out there. Oh, there goes Mike McDaniel running. Timeout!
And then he bring the field goal team.
Like, come on, dude. You knew they were going to kick a field goal.
That is true.
I was like, I'm not a coach. I am an ass clown.
Oh, I thought you was going to say
I was
that
about
to.
And let me and just tell you something. I sat on my couch. Was like, no. Because I knew they were going to need that timeout. And Steichen knew it too. But you know what else he knows? He knows that he has a golden retriever on the other sideline who just wants to get involved. He goes, time out. He does this every game, Leroy. We all saw it coming. And I'm like, dude, there's no way Mike McDaniel thinks they are actually going to go for it here. Like, there's no way. No way. How could you in your mind, Mike, think they were going to go for the dagger touchdown. Are you kidding me? The way that game had gone? How does Steichen know this and you don't know this? I hate saying his name. Sounds like I'm sneezing. Shane Steichen.
Don't say his first name. Just say his last name.
Steichen.
Steichen.
Yeah. Shay Shay.
Nah, there's only one Shay Shay.
Yeah.
So, I'm just, I was so frustrated watching that, dude. I was so frustrated watching
again,
that.
We all are miserable watching that game. And there's nothing worse than seeing two things. Your team losing with three timeouts at the end of a game, or your team driving with no timeouts. And you start thinking about, what do we use? Like, third and four, he used the timeout because he was scared they weren't going to get it off in time. And it was third and four, so I get that. But then you end up kicking a field goal. And so that was a waste of timeout. But right?
But still, it was a minute 45 right when he started that drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, with the weapons that you guys
You should have been fine. But you have Tim Boyle running still. The show there. Having Tim Boyle run a 2-minute drill, it's like having a lobster babysit your kid.
Useless. I would like people to think to less.
Point.
Let's be clear.
Okay.
When Dan Campbell had bad players, he was 1-15, 2-14, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell has good players, pretty good. We keep blaming the coach, and you're on your 4th-string quarterback.
Like, now you know how I felt last season.
You're limited mm-hmm. on how much your coach can coach him up.
I'm not giving and him the majority of that blame for yesterday's game.
But wait. Some of the things you're talking about ties in to how different the offense would look. So you're not trying – here. It gets to a point. I've seen this. You're not trying to manage the game. You're trying to manage a player. And that's two different things. It's hard. If you just go out there and play the game situation and forget who's playing quarterback, whoo, that's going to look bad. So you're trying to do both, and it becomes difficult. I was fortunate when I was in Minnesota that every quarterback that came into the game, we never missed a beat. We never had to change what we did. Partly because we had Randy Moss and Chris Carter.
They were good.
Right. But the other part was we had Randy Moss. And all the quarterbacks we had cannons.
But you also said Denny was never shook by anything, right? Like, he was just... And like, he's not the meme everybody thinks that he was.
No, from that one moment. No. In fact, think about this.
That's the first meme moment I've ever seen him.
He never talked directly to the players. He always empowered the coaches. So if he had a problem with something you did, he would go talk to the coach, and your coach would talk to you. I've seen him blow up, besides that moment when he was in Arizona, he blew up one time in practice, and the whole building got quiet. I'm talking about even the offices got quiet when he lost it, right? And we knew at that moment, I was there 5.5 years, that's the only time I saw Denny blow a gasket at practice. And it never happened again. So, like, yeah. I never had to worry about, oh, no, this dude's the quarterback. We're going to struggle. Oh, no, we're going to have to, you guys, we're going to run the ball more. No, the offense was the offense because every guy that we had that came in could run the offense.
Lee, you taking a shot at coach then, because I mean, who was calling the plays for your offense at that time?
Brian Billick.
So
a guy who won a Super Bowl offensive plays.
So the offensive coordinator has remained the same.
Yeah.
And you guys could put and you were able to plug in whatever quarterback and it moved because of the weapons.
Well, we had a different offensive coordinator the last year. Because that's when Brian Billick took the job and
right, poached.
Yeah.
But during those 5.5 years, you had different quarterbacks.
Yes.
And you were still able, that offense was still able to produce.
Yeah,
right?
Because no other, think about this.
There's no
But all the time I was there, we had the same offensive line.
Okay.
We had Chris Carter, and then the following year or 2 years later, then we had Randy Moss.
But you, that's what I'm saying. You're not really helping coach's case here.
Why?
Because here's the thing. A weapon like you have with Randy Moss and Chris Carter, I could say, I'm not going to say it's the modern day.
But you got two excellent receivers.
Like, the freak athlete that Randy Moss was is what Tyreek is now. Not the hype, but just the speed.
Okay, but listen to this, Vlad. We never,
And 3 years of never, this offense, who's been running this offense?
Hold on. Here's the deal. Here's the other thing you need to understand. That every quarterback that ended up playing and coming in was there the year before. So we didn't have to go pick up a quarterback off the street to play quarterback the following week.
I think by far what's been shown.
You see what I'm saying?
I think by far roster construction has shown to be just the issue for this. Because like
nobody is going to construct a roster that is going to have this happen at quarterback.
Yeah, but no, but the quarterback even that they brought in that was here for 3 years was clearly not ready to do things either.
Right. Now like, that's what I'm saying. Okay, if there's any problem that you can have with all of this, it's the fact that the guy you thought could hold it down couldn't, and then you end up searching, right? So if everything stems from that, from the guy you have behind Tua, and maybe it's because, right, your offense is predicated on a certain type of quarterback, and none of the guys you have can be that quarterback. That's on you. You have to have somebody that could come in and do that. Like, the offense that we had was, to play quarterback in Minnesota, you had to be able to throw the ball deep. That's it. You had to have a cannon. So from Warren Moon to Brad Johnson to Randall Cunningham to Jeff George, then to Dante Culpepper, they all had, for the most part, arms that could get the ball down the field.
Yeah, but there's one thing I will say about your offense. You guys never, you know, veered away the running game.
Right. Well, because here's the other thing. Everybody, we didn't have new players. Dude, I was the newest guy.
But
For all those years, I was the newest guy. We had the same team.
Most of these guys have been here, though. Outside of the QBs,
they have been here. Mostert's known this offense since his San Francisco days.
Right.
So like
the only new guy is Jalen Wright, the rook.
And he was running those couple plays very well.
He looks good.
Right.
He looks good.
I don't know, bro. I see why Tobin's upset with Coach, man.
No, I understand. Listen, that.
Tell your coach you're not upset with.
Who?
This Mike Tomlin's good.
Oh.
This guy. Please,
are you going to play that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. This, Vlad, you haven't seen this, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness.
Here was Mike Tomlin after the game. This is on Russell Wilson scoring a touchdown.
What does it say that Russ kept the ball and pushed his way in for that 1 yard rushing touchdown? And what did you learn about maybe his resilience and his strength in that moment?
It was just a sneak.
Yes! Hey!
You know what's great? There's nothing greater than old black man truth.
He could have put a little animation on it, like, what?
Kept the ball and pushed his way in for that 1 yard rushing touchdown. And what did you learn about maybe his resilience and his strength in that moment?
It was just a sneak.
wait a minute. So here's the incredible thing. That's a professional. That's a professional at her job. That's the question. Right? Like, I'm more amazed at the questions that are asked.
Very detailed.
Very detailed for a seat. Right? What do people talk about? So, Leroy is losing all respect from us. Your coach is a nerd. Friends are no more excuse. I'm not giving excuses.
I don't think you are giving excuses.
No, I'm not. Like, you know what? I wish sometimes you idiots that have all the comments would sometimes listen, right? I'm not giving a damn excuse for nobody, right? But I am saying there are reasons and levels of this to why it looks so bad. And you can put blame on it wherever it goes. Like, you can say, hey, it's the Dolphins' fault for not having a quarterback that's able to hold the fort down in the event that Tua gets hurt. They thought they had their guy. He wasn't.
Nope.
But then when he gets hurt, you got to grab a quarterback off the street, then another quarterback off the street. Oh, bets are off. Now you're just trying to survive. That's the reality of the situation. So whether that's an excuse or not, that's a fact. Deal with it. You can call me what you want, but I haven't said anything that wasn't a fact.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Robert Half. Robert Half's recruiting professionals use their award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. Learn more at roberthalf.com/talent today.
Your favorite shows, the games of your favorite Miami teams, and more can be heard on the free Odyssey app. Don't miss out. Download it today and make WQAM your favorite station.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Band almost as bad as their city. Boston.
Man, that's wrong. I got to tell you, right now, I'm not a big fan of Cleveland fans either. Whew. But, yeah, and it's a fan thing. And I'm going to say this, and I mean it. As much as you, I defend Cleveland. I love Cleveland. I tell you, I love the people of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm embarrassed. Right? Like, there's one thing to boo a guy about his play. But to cheer somebody when they get hurt, right? Could you imagine if your a relative of yours got hurt or something like that in the line of work or whatever, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting in the ambulance and I'm clearing. Didn't like them anyway.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, come on. You know what you would do to me for doing something like that? So, it's classless. That's what it is. As much as I love Cleveland, it's a bad look.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bad look.
By the way, Adam Schefter just confirmed that Deshaun Watson
ruptured
done for
Achilles.
The yeah, you can see on the video, there's people with like slow-mos of his Achilles snapping. It was really gross.
And you don't know how, come on. Like,
this is one of the craziest downfalls of all time. Like, just everything has gone wrong for this guy. Everything.
Well, here's the thing. Part of it is his own doing.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is how much we put into one position. Part of it is we want the hottest available thing.
Mm-hmm.
Without maybe doing research as much as we should. And so all that came together at the wrong possible time with the wrong possible person.
Yeah.
Right? Because me and Vlad, say what you want about the Jets. We've had this conversation all of last summer about really the same thing about the Jets putting so much on how much better we're going to be with one player. And then I give you Kansas City, who has that one player. He's been playing like crap, and they're still winning.
I think the thing, though, that everybody thought with Cleveland, though, is you guys were a good team. Like, you were a playoff team with Baker
right,
Mayfield.
Right, but here, and I'm going to keep making this point. Everybody, mm-hmm. organizations, fans, everybody need to understand this. What you did last year is not promised the following year.
I understand, but the thing that Cleveland went and did this, they had to take a PR hit. He had to take a bad PR hit.
You know what the biggest thing that hurt Cleveland the most?
What?
Was not getting Deshaun Watson. That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Was not the injuries they sustained or the guys they got rid of on defense.
Mm-hmm.
It was Nick Chubb getting hurt. Forget what the whole Deshaun Watson situation. And a lot of people are going to put it on him and the organization's decision to bring him in. Keep in mind, Cleveland won the Deshaun Watson thing.
I know.
There were other teams that won it.
The Dolphins looked into it.
Right.
But
Nick Chubb getting hurt had the biggest impact on that team than all of the other nonsense going on. Than all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it now. I mean, look, they could have kept Kareem Hunt. Look at him.
Yeah.
You see? So they had Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. So there's a lot of teams out there that made decisions thinking what everybody else thought.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that make stupid decisions. Like
right.
Last year, anybody could have had Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
They said, nah.
Nah. That's all right. Or half the league wanted him to play wide receiver. How about that?
Mo Skrilla. What's up, man?
Can I just say this?
How doing?
Can I just say this?
Let Mr. Skrilla speak, please.
To have this man tell me who was on the phone waiting, right, was so uncomfortable for him.
Why?
Because it just is.
Well, Mo Skrilla's calling.
You got to say it with, you know.
Wait, like, time out.
I feel like if I say it with too much, you're going to make fun of me too. I'm in a no-win situation. I'm like Alec Ingold. Go ahead, Mo. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I just want to know where the Dolphins' captains at and why they're not holding themselves accountable. Oof. and holding the coach accountable, because everybody looks lost since two have been gone. Go ahead, Leroy.
No, you can see it, but here's the thing. Like, you think a speech or somebody getting up saying we need to play better is going to make these guys play better? You have a quarterback that only been here for 2 months, a month and a half, right? That's not
right.
Going to make it better. They're in a bad spot. Sometimes you are just in a bad spot, and you have to find a way through it. The way to get through this and the way that they would have been able to get through it is 45 runs and 10 passes. Now, maybe that didn't look pretty. Maybe it wouldn't have been good. But on offense, that was your only consistent success. Find creative ways to run the football. Now, what happened was before Mostert and before young fella,
Jalen Wright.
And before Jalen Wright start running the football, all their runs were outside and they were losing yards. So the problem wasn't the run, it was how you were trying to run the ball. Soon as you started getting consistency running the football, I would have been running it every which way possible and continued to do it, and I would have just won games in the mud. Because guess what? That's what it takes. You do what you got to do to win. Sometimes coaches want style points. Sometimes they want to look like they're geniuses for winning. One of the things you got to give Bill Belichick credit for is he ran it 40 times and threw 8 passes.
Yep.
And didn't care. That's how you got to win sometimes. These coaches need to get out of their own damn way. So they should have ran the ball 40 times yesterday, threw 3 passes, and said, got the win, let's go.
What annoyed you the most yesterday, Mo Skrilla?
What annoyed me the most, Mike McDaniel. He always looking sad, like a sad puppy on the sideline. Like he don't know what the world's going on. You know what I'm saying? That annoys me the most. But one thing, Tobin, you might get your anytime touchdown, because now Tua can see that how to use the tight end.
Maybe.
No, but every time they throw the ball to him, he bat it.
I don't understand.
Why can't he catch?
I got to tell you, this.
Why can't Julio catch?
I don't know.
Every time he throw the ball, it's like, oh, Julio. Blah, 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 blah.
He must be the greatest blocker of
the
all time.
The ball kicks.
He loves to hold.
He's got penalties, can't catch, but yet he's out there for the most snaps.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Why does the football kick that man's ass?
It's because he's an MMA fighter playing football. I think that's why. I don't know. I'm very confused by it, dude. I'm very confused by it. Thanks, Mo Skrilla.
You have a good day, man. Go Noles.
All right.
No.
Oh, yeah. Right. They're going.
It was almost a perfect.
Hey, they're going.
They're going to beat down city. What you want on your 50 burger?
So he's saying, Leroy subconsciously admitting it's coaching. No, I've – I've always said this.
You called out
this is nothing new.
You were criticizing this stuff last year with the
Yes. Wait, like, why do people think that I haven't never criticized Mike McDaniel?
Do you think
like, you got to get out of your – just because – here. You know when offensive gurus lose their luster? When they lose, right? Because if you're an offensive guru and you run it 50 times and throw three passes, you know what they're going to say? He's finding a way to win these games. He's being creative, right? They're going to give you credit for it anyway.
I was trying to embrace that yesterday. You were yelling at me all last week. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit back here and watch this
mud ball
10-3 win. Right. And they couldn't hold on to the football.
Right. Leroy, the running back. Listen, don't – here.
Do you want – like
– don't confuse – see, everybody takes these mistakes and – we're talking about two different things.
But here's the thing, like, and I don't know, see, Leroy, like, when, because we get to a point when you're a professional, right? How much am I supposed to put on Mike McDaniel? Because these players have made some horrendous mistakes the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Like, I mean, fumbles, blown snaps, special teams, my God. The penalties.
Hey, you know, we said last week, we're going to have to go Vlad on their ass.
Man.
With all these special teams mistakes.
Did you see when
streets need a body? Somebody got the bait.
When Pittsburgh got that blocked field goal, how happy they were with their special teams coach. I was like, wow, that must be something.
Who is the special teams coach?
I don't know. They love him, though.
No, I'm talking about for the Dolphins.
Oh, Danny Crossman, he sucks.
Wait, didn't the streets took a body last year with the special teams coach?
Nah, he's been here for 3 years.
Oh, they didn't. So who got. Nobody got.
No, Fangs left. Fangs was the body.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought it was
they special. Made it seem like it was a mutual parting of ways.
Wow.
Somebody said Tua probably wearing a Guardian hat like Vlad is wearing that Yankees hat. Can I just say this?
H-Chan wore the Guardian hat.
Can I just say this for folks? Understand what a concussion is. A concussion is your brain jarring inside your head. Understood? So putting something on top of your head doesn't stop that brain from jarring inside of your head.
I liked H-Chan's helmet, though.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
They had to go in and close him. I didn't notice
it. He did kind of look like Kazoo.
Well, Wes Welker did, too. And they never let him live it down. This is why nobody wants to do it. You guys are the part of the problem.
Hey, you do what you got to do to get on the field.
Take a break. Leroy head on his game balls, if he has any. And game bums next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy, it's time to hand out your game balls and game bumps.
All right. Bum, 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 bum. So, my game ball, and to your point, damn them Canes for the Watts. I would like to say I could give it to Cam Ward, but I'm going to give it to the whole offense. Restrepo, Martinez, you got a slew of running backs. Martinez might have had one of the best touchdowns I've ever seen.
That was great.
That like yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's
they
how you
fast,
say it. I like that. Right, yeah. The way you handle them, the offensive line, those are some men up front. You ain't seen that down here in a minute.
Got reinforcements last week, too.
Right. So, what a fun watch. Right? That's all we're going to talk about that game. My game bum is going to go to Cleveland Browns fans.
Bum.
As much as I love you and I have defended you and I tell you how great Cleveland and the fans are and how fun it is to go to a football game, your actions on Sunday were embarrassing. Embarrassing. You should be ashamed. Right? If somebody had did that to one of your loved ones, you'd be on TV crying like a baby about how inappropriate it is. But you think because you have a ticket, you can go out there and say and do whatever. I don't care what you think about Deshaun Watson. You could hate Deshaun Watson. You could dislike Deshaun Watson. But that crap of booing a guy when they hurt, after he ruptured his Achilles, it's a disgrace.
I think
you should be embarrassed and ashamed.
Is that only topped by Philly cheering Michael Irvin breaking his neck? Like, is
it's
that
even worse? Because it's your guy.
It's Pat.
It's a Cleveland Brown. I can look. They're tasteless too, but it was a rival. So you might get something like that every now and then. But your own team?
Oof.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Speaking of, can we give a game ball to Michael Irvin? Because Michael Irvin,
he is in it. This guy is in it, right?
My man is in it. This dude is the best Canes fan. I need, like, at some point, I don't know if the Hurricanes got to put it out or ESPN College Football needs to put it out, but I need somebody to give me the Michael Irvin edit of just every play, every big moment, and just Irvin reacting to it. Because Playmaker is, like, going crazy. Hey. Now, it wasn't on all fours like the last game.
While sweating, that dude sweats more than anybody.
Yeah.
He's the Patrick Ewing of a fandom.
Look at he loves it.
Yo, that is so not
needed.
Hey,
can I just say something? Put that picture back up?
Come on.
Hey, Vlad, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that you could tell their hairline is receding from the side. Am I lying? From the side, dog.
Come on,
from the side.
Michael Irvin was
about to get the Sherman Helmsley, man.
Yep.
Jefferson.
Weezy!
He was giving the speech to the Canes. He's like, there better not be one empty seat this Saturday. He goes, or he's revoking your credentials as a Canes fan. So better be listening to Playmaker. Canes back at it, 7 o'clock from the Rock on Saturday against Florida State. They're bad.
They lost to Manny.
Yep. That's the game I'm most nervous about, to be honest with you.
Really?
You said that.
You know what I'm most nervous about? What game I am? The next one. Just take them with, look, you say you're going to enjoy it. Stop looking 2 or 3 weeks ahead, dude. Ooh, worry about this week. I don't care who it is.
Manny's taking on SMU this week, his former offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley. How about that?
They put up points.
They do put up points. SMU puts up some points.
Dave Soft said, Blue Chew takes Michael Irvin. Blue Chew takes
he
Michael
He is
Irvin.
The most enthusiastic person.
Yes.
Point for
Twitter. He's been wearing that same shirt every game. He's got a lucky shirt. He's just such a fan. It's so cool. It's really, really enjoyable to see Michael Irvin enjoying it this much.
Right. They say game day would be at Miami Duke if they both win. Yeah?
Really?
So that would be a Canes campus game day.
Oh my God, that means Saban.
You know what's amazing?
Mm-hmm.
The craziest thing about it is watching how they get those guys from off campus to the stadium.
Yeah,
it's like police escort through traffic because they don't have much time.
Listen, look at this El Borre, who's our resident FSU fan. He's like, kids are going down this weekend, dude. You don't even believe that.
Hey,
come on. I appreciate you having to believe in it, but you
ain't got to lie, Craig.
You don't believe in that.
You don't believe that.
He capping. That's what the kids will say. He's capping. This is what I hate about the game day thing. Does Herb Street have to be at every one of them?
Yeah. That's the show.
You get annoyed by his travel?
Think about this the other day, right? The one where he was at...
And flew all the way to the West Coast?
He flew out to the West
Coast. He was in Oklahoma or Nebraska?
He was in Oregon.
He was in Oregon and he went to Oklahoma.
Ohio State game. And then he had to, right. He had to fly to Oklahoma.
But it was an afternoon game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
then he went to Oklahoma, Texas, wasn't it?
Right, and that was a 3:30 game.
And then he had to do,
No, that was it.
Wait, it started Thursday.
But it started Thursday.
He did Thursday, then he went to Oregon, then he went to Texas. But you know, no, dude, he ain't flying. He has a plane.
But but think about this. You got to do the time difference. He only stayed at that at game day for 40 minutes and then flew out.
So you're saying like it's a bit much. He doesn't need the streak to keep going.
Come on.
I'm with you.
Unless you're doing the nighttime game, you don't have to be at a.
Vlad, I'm going to tell you just like I told Cleveland fans when the Browns told me my next check was going to be in Baltimore. They say, Kirk, we'll get you to where you need to go. here's the check. And he say, I'm all in, baby. I'm all in.
I'm saying for 40 minutes. Come on,
that's,
Tobin.
Hey, that's, on, if your employer, you. If your employer says, just do 40 minutes, but be there. Then guess what you do?
He definitely, I don't know, like, see, I don't know in his payments, I don't know, like, how much of the pie is Game Day anymore because he's got that Amazon money,
but
and he's obviously the lead voice.
Keep in mind, game
that was
business,
the thing. I know that right. was the thing, but now it's McAfee's thing. Like, that's his thing.
Right. It's McAfee and Saban's thing now, if yep. you include, you know, if you really count.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying. It's, just, saying, a, it's just
I miss the OG. I got to be honest with you. I miss the OGs. I miss so. I miss Dez. I miss it being Herb Street. And I miss, I mean, they shouldn't put Corso on TV anymore. It's a bit much. Like, they put him in the Home Depot commercials. How many takes that take? Respectfully. Maybe it's damage is done on the respectfully, but you guys know what I mean. You're watching those Home Depot commercials. You're all thinking the same thing, too.
Hey,
damage is done.
Now they're talking about, I would prefer a coach that holds people accountable. Hey, listen. Just because they don't hold people accountable to you doesn't mean they're not holding their players accountable when they go into those meetings. Right? Like, you would never think Denny would blow up. Oh, Denny calls people out.
I don't know if he does hold his players accountable, though.
Why?
He calls them his teammates. He's trying to be too cute.
No, I'm telling you, those are the guys that are the worst in the meetings.
Hmm.
Wait, I'll give you a perfect example. Have you ever heard Bill Belichick trash a player?
Absolutely.
Only Micah Parsons when they tried to compare him to
no,
Lawrence
no,
Taylor.
No, 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 no. A team, one of his.
No.
No, he doesn't. He never did.
I mean,
it.
Obviously, he has some frostiness with Tom Brady.
But you go in that meeting room, nobody's untouchable. There's just certain guys do it that way.
You're right. Oh, all right. Take a break. Back with more for this.